In the studio is Alice Leonati. She is the voter service chairperson for the Audrain County League of Women Voters, and want to say good morning to you, Alice.
Well, good morning. Thanks for having me today.
We're certainly glad to have you in here. As usual, the Audrain County League of Women Voters will be hosting a local candidate forum. The election is going to be on Tuesday, April the 8th.
Correct.
The candidate forum is going to be taking place tomorrow night. Tell us a little bit about that, if you
will. Sure. We're going to have a candidate forum for city council and school board candidates. It is a forum, it's not a debate. For those who may or may not have been to one of the league forums before, what happens is about a month before the event, the league prepares basically two questions that they send to all of the candidates. And basically the questions are pretty much, what are your qualifications? And then the second question deals with what does that person see as the two major issues that would be facing whatever position they're running for in the upcoming term, and how they plan to address those things. So those two questions are going to be the beginning part of the forum. Each candidate will have an assigned amount of time to speak on those issues. And then after that, we will accept questions from the audience. Maybe a little different than some people think or have seen in other things. If somebody has a question to ask, they are asked to write it down and turn it into a league member who will be there accepting questions. The questions need to be worded in such a way that all of the candidates have the opportunity to answer. So somebody couldn't say, I want to know why Matt Pilcher thinks, you know, whatever, that it needs to be in that way. So, and so that's pretty much the second part of the show is made up with any questions that people that are attending in person from the audience might have. We are going to have Ron Ray, who is running unopposed for city council, but he has agreed, you know, to answer the questions and would like to take the opportunity to meet any people that come. And then the larger time-wise part of the thing will be for the city council, for the school board, since there are five candidates running for those positions.
Absolutely. And an invite has been sent out to all five candidates.
Yes, back March the 1st, I contacted all of those people. So there are five people running for two positions. Scott Nichols is running as an incumbent. And then Joshua Price, Eric Richardson, John Calhoun, and Julie Lindsay are also running for one of the two openings for the school board.
Absolutely. This is a great time to get to know your candidates before you go out and vote. Tell us a little bit about the Audrain County League of Women Voters, because as long as I can remember, you all have been doing candidate forums. For the folks that don't know, tell a little bit about your organization.
Sure. The Audrain County League of Women Voters is a part of a state Missouri League of Women Voters and the national, but we operate on our own thing, and in this kind of voter service is a very important part. Part of the League of Women Voters, actually our local league is as old as the National League of Women Voters. It was one of the first local leagues that started after women got the right to vote, and the suffragette movement kind of said, okay, we've gotten this, where do we go next? And so a League of Women Voters was formed, and our league we're over 100 years old.
Absolutely.
And
now,
so the voter service component, there's kind of two wings of the league. There's a kind of political action part of the league, nationally, state, and local, and that group may lobby for or against legislation, but they never do that unless the league already has a position that has been studied by the league and they have come to a position. The voter service side of things, which is what I'm involved with, we never support or oppose any candidate for elected public office. But what we do is to try to give those candidates the opportunity to speak to the public and make their thoughts and opinions known so that, as you mentioned earlier, when the public goes to vote, they can have an educated vote and feel like they know the candidates that are running. So it is always in a nonpartisan arena that we're going to be doing these. Yeah, I've been a member of the league for 50 plus years, and our local league has been doing candidate forums that whole time. I think I personally have been involved probably 40 some years. I don't know, but it's always a very refreshing evening because the candidate forum is done, with respect and civility. And unfortunately, you know, for the last several years, our political climate has been a little bit topsy-turvy. And people always comment once these forums are over how much they appreciate the candidates coming out and how refreshing it is to have an evening where there's open discourse. People certainly may not agree on their opinions and may have different ways that they want to approach, in this case, either city council or school board. But it's done with respect and the willingness to listen to each other's views. And so that's what we're trying to promote.
I think you said refreshing, and it is, and nonpartisan, just for those who may be confused about the Audrain County League of Women Voters.
Correct. Yes. No, it is totally a nonpartisan organization.
Well, I certainly appreciate you doing this. Will you be moderating tomorrow night?
Yes, I will.
Okay. Well, we will look forward to that, and it takes place at the Chamber of Commerce building at
7 o'clock.
At 7 o'clock.
So yeah, and open to the public. So we welcome anybody that would like to come and have an opportunity to meet the candidates and learn more about their thoughts and what they would like to see done for either city council or school board going forward in our community.
Well, we'll certainly hope that all the candidates will be there tomorrow and we'll be able to hear from them. And Alice Leonati, we always appreciate you coming in.
Well, we appreciate you having us. Thanks.